In a dark, misty forest of bare brown trees, an animated red squirrel pops out of a fallen tree trunk, the jagged end of which resembles the open jaws of an animal. Helena Bonham Carter, Rob Brydon, Robbie Coltrane, James Corden, John Hurt, Tom Wilkinson. The squirrel scratches around on the leaf-strewn forest floor before hopping onto the claw-shaped base of a large tree. It forages around the base of another tree. Carved into the tree's bark are the words, "The Gruffalo." The squirrel plucks a large nut from a hole in the ground and sniffs it appreciatively. A young squirrel chases another out of a twiggy nest ball high up in a tree. An ominous dark shadow flashes over them and they scurry back along a branch to the nest.
Mama?
The shadow of a large bird passes over her as the mother scampers frantically back to the nest. Her two offspring watch anxiously as she dashes along the branch towards them. Then a bird's wing flashes across the entrance to the nest and the mother's gone. She reappears moments later from beneath the branch and checks that the coast is clear before joining her babies in the nest.
Oh, the nut. Oh, wait here, you two.
No. Can we have a story?
Mm-mm.
Yes, tell us about a monster.
Or about a mouse?
Cuddling her two babies, the mother considers for a moment.
Well, let's see. A mouse took a stroll through the deep, dark wood.
The mouse has light brown fur with a white tummy, round pink ears and a long pink tail. As it strolls upright through the leafy green forest, a pale yellow butterfly flutters around its head. Mouse follows the butterfly as it flits into a clearing. Brightly coloured birds dart between trees, and Mouse gazes in wonder at the tranquil scene. A nut drops onto the sandy coloured ground. Mouse picks it up and sniffs it. Then it's whipped from his grasp by the claws of a swooping bird. Mouse spots another nut hanging from a high branch and climbs up onto the root of a tree. He picks up a tiny twig and jumps up and down, waving the twig above his head, but soon realizes he's far too small to reach the nut. He glances down disappointedly at his rumbling tummy. He quickly brightens up when he spots lots of nuts falling from another tree, but the tree's on a hill far, far away. He imagines himself falling back into a bed of golden nuts. Watching him from a high branch, a green bird taunts Mouse with its shrill laughing call. Mouse ignores it. A woodpecker picks off ants one by one as they march in single file along the ground and up a tree. Mouse steps over the ants and diverts them away from the tree. Clutching the stalk of a dandelion, Mouse takes a running jump off a log and floats above a glade of white dandelion heads resembling feathery snowballs. The dandelions scatter their tiny flowerhead seeds into the air. Two eyes shine in a dark recess beneath a log and a long snout sniffs the air. A bird flees its nest just before a foot tramples on it. A fox picks up the mouse's scent, lifting its nose into the air with a gleeful snarl. It follows the scent through the dandelions, their tiny white seeds swirling around its head like flakes of snow. Fox quickly ducks into the dandelions as Mouse looks over his shoulder before continuing on his way.
A mouse took a stroll through the deep, dark wood. A fox saw the mouse, and the mouse looked good.
As Mouse trots happily behind the butterfly, a foot suddenly steps on his tail. Fox lifts his foot off the tail, and Mouse falls flat on his back.
Where are you going to, little brown mouse? Come and have lunch in my underground house.
Mouse imagines Fox pushing him into a steaming cooking pot.
It's terribly kind of you, Fox. But no.
No?
No, sir. I'm going to have lunch with... Gruffalo? Gruffalo.
A Gruffalo? What's a Gruffalo?
A Gruffalo? Why didn't you know?
No.
He has terrible tusks and terrible claws and terrible teeth in his terrible jaws.
Well, where are you meeting him?
Here by these rocks. And his favourite food is roasted fox.
Roasted fox?
I'm off,
Fox said.
Goodbye, little mouse.
And away he sped.
Oh, silly old fox. Doesn't he know? There's no such thing as a Gruffalo.
And then?
Deeper in the forest, Mouse climbs up onto a log across a stream. His feet slide on the log's slippery green surface. Fish swim in the stream beneath him as he makes his way carefully across to the other side.
On went the mouse through the deep, dark wood.
A fish leaps over the log.
An owl saw the mouse, and the mouse looked good.
Standing on the log, halfway across the stream, Mouse is suddenly aware of a bird circling high above him. As Mouse watches the owl, its look of delight turns to fear as it swoops towards him and lands on the log. Owl's weight dislodges the log, which starts to roll. Then, one end falls into the stream. Mouse clings on frantically as the log slides slowly into the fast-flowing water. There's a waterfall up ahead. Owl lands on the log and peers closely at Mouse with his big orange eyes.
Where are you going to, little brown mouse? Come and have tea in my treetop house.
Mouse imagines being dumped in a mug, but realizing it's his only way of escaping the waterfall, Mouse nods reluctantly. Seizing Mouse in its talons, Owl soars up into the air, just as the log tumbles over the edge of the waterfall. Mouse spots the nut tree he was heading for on its small hill in the distance. Then, Owl drops him on a short, high branch.
It's frightfully nice of you, Owl, but no.
No?
I'm going to have tea with a Gruffalo?
A Gruffalo? What's a Gruffalo?
A Gruffalo? Why didn't you know? He has knobbly knees.
Mouse darts between Owl's legs.
And turned out toes! and a poisonous wart at the end of his nose.
Mouse scampers down the tree. An owl ponders the Gruffalo's fearsome features.
Where are you meeting him?
Here, by this stream. Oh, and his favourite food is owl ice cream.
Oh. Owl ice cream. Tawit-to-woo. Goodbye, little mouse.
And away owl flew.
Silly old owl. Doesn't he know? There's no such thing as a Gruffalo.
Mouse hops between lily pads, set out like green stepping stones on still water. Reaching the last one, he jumps in and wades waist-high through the water between rocks and reeds. Tiny winged insects buzz around his head, and a toad on a rock swallows a worm. Three floating green insects dive beneath the surface, then the long bill of a stork plunges into the water and emerges clutching a blue fish. The stork wades slowly away, its long spindly legs resembling bamboo canes. As Mouse steps up onto dry land, a long slithery striped body breaches the surface of the shallow water behind him.
On went the mouse through the deep, dark wood.
He treads warily through thick reeds.
A snake saw the mouse, and the mouse looked good.
The snake wraps the end of its scaly tail around Mouse's neck.
Where are you going to, little brown mouse? Come for a feast in my log pile house.
Mouse imagines being eaten by Snake.
It's wonderfully good of you, Snake. But no! I'm having a feast with a Gruffalo.
A Gruffalo? What's a Gruffalo?
Snake shakes Mouse, then releases him from its grip.
A Gruffalo? Why didn't you know? His eyes are orange. His tongue is black. He has purple prickles all over his back.
Purple prickles? Where are you meeting him?
Here, by this lake. And his favourite food is scrambled snake.
Scrambled snake. It's time I hid. Goodbye, little mouse.
And away Snake slid.
Silly old Snake. Doesn't he know?
There's no such thing as a Gruffalo.
Mouse whistles happily as he strolls through an area of dead trees and torn tree stumps, where little appears to grow.
Gruffalo. 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 Snake.
Dark clouds blot out the sun. Fox, Owl and Snake are having a meeting.
Who is this creature with terrible claws and terrible teeth in his terrible jaws?
He has knobbly knees and turned out toes and a poisonous wart at the end of his nose.
His eyes are orange, his tongue is black. He has purple prickles all over his back.
Gruffalo, ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba.
Mouse says he's meeting him
there, by those rocks.
By that stream.
By that lake. And his favourite food is...
Roasted fox!
Owl ice cream.
Scrambled snake.
Realisation suddenly dawns on the three of them. They head off, looking very angry.
Silly old snake. Doesn't he know? There's no such thing as a grubber.
Oh! Oh!
Who is this creature with terrible claws and terrible teeth in his terrible jaws? He has knobbly knees and turned out toes and a poisonous wart at the end of his nose. His eyes are orange, his tongue is black, he has purple prickles all over his back. Oh, help. Oh, no. It's a Gruffalo.
The Gruffalo stamps on Mouse. Its turned out toes just missing the terrified creature. Mouse makes a run for it, but the Gruffalo blocks its path with its huge clawed hands. Thinking it's caught Mouse, the Gruffalo opens its cupped hands to find he isn't there. The Gruffalo makes several more lunges for Mouse, tearing a tiny shoot he's clinging to from the ground in a shower of earth. Mouse swings from a trailing root and runs off, but the Gruffalo closes its hands around him. Mouse just escapes. Then darkness descends as he's finally trapped in the Gruffalo's monstrous mitt. Mouse is picked up by his tail in the Gruffalo's terrible claws and hoisted up to its mouth, where he's licked by a thick black tongue. The Gruffalo studies Mouse with its big orange eyes.
My favorite food,
the Gruffalo said.
You'll taste good on a slice of bread.
Mouse plummets onto a slice of bread and is sandwiched between a lettuce leaf and another slice of bread. Holding Mouse by the end of his tail, the Gruffalo spins him around. Mouse looks dizzy.
Good,
said the mouse.
Don't call me good. I'm the scariest creature in this wood. Just walk behind me and soon you'll see everyone is afraid of me.
Rawr.
Afraid? All right,
said the Gruffalo, bursting with laughter.
You go ahead. And I'll follow after.
Mouse gazes up at the Gruffalo's wide jaws and protruding tusks, then heads off. The ground shakes violently with every step the Gruffalo takes behind him. They head through the area of dead trees, Mouse struggling to stay on his feet on the tremoring ground. The Gruffalo fells a tree as he brushes past it. Eventually, they reach the reeds at the edge of the lake.
They walked and walked till the Gruffalo said,
I hear a hiss in the leaves ahead.
Snake is hiding behind a pile of logs, waiting to pounce.
It's Snake,
said the mouse.
Why, Snake? Hello.
Mouse looks upwards, and Snake follows his gaze.
Snake took one look at the Gruffalo.
Oh, crumbs,
he said.
Goodbye, little mouse.
And off he slid to his log pile house.
You see?
Said the mouse.
I told you so.
Amazing,
said the Gruffalo.
Three frightened frogs gasp as the Gruffalo's feet thunder past. Toad looks terrified too.
They walked some more. Till the Gruffalo said,
I hear a hoot in the trees ahead.
It's Owl,
said the Mouse.
The Gruffalo sits on a log as Mouse walks on a few paces. Perched high up on a branch, Owl does a double take as he spots Mouse standing brazenly below him. Owl swoops down, but Mouse stands his ground.
Why, Owl? Hello.
Owl took one look at the Gruffalo.
Oh, dear,
he said.
Goodbye, little mouse!
Oh. And off he flew to his treetop house.
Oh. Owl bumps into several trees in his haste to get away.
You see?
Said the mouse.
I told you so.
Astounding,
said the Gruffalo.
Looking more and more confident, Mouse continues to lead the way through the forest. With newfound respect, the Gruffalo offers Mouse his upturned palm at the edge of the stream and carries him across.
They walked some more till the Gruffalo said,
I can hear feet on the path ahead.
Fox is following a scent through some trees. He raises his snout from the ground to see dandelion seeds drifting past him on a breeze. He's unaware that the Gruffalo's standing right behind him.
It's Fox,
said the mouse.
Why, Fox? Hello!
Fox took one look at the Gruffalo.
The Gruffalo lowers Mouse gently to the ground.
Oh, oh, help!
He said.
Goodbye, little mouse!
And off he ran to his underground house.
Mouse gives a little wave. Suddenly, the Gruffalo's rumbling tummy sends tremors through the forest. Birds take flight, and Fox, Owl and Snake stare fearfully from their hideouts. Mouse looks scared too when the Gruffalo looks at him, licks his lips and shrugs his shoulders.
Well, Gruffalo,
said the mouse.
You see, everyone is afraid of me.
Mouse puts his hands on his hips defiantly, but the Gruffalo looks unimpressed.
Rawr.
Rawr.
Mouse pats his stomach.
But now, my tummy's beginning to rumble. My favourite food is...
He beckons the Gruffalo closer. The Gruffalo lies down on its stomach and cocks an ear. Mouse climbs up onto a small rock to whisper into it.
Gruffalo grumble.
The Gruffalo pictures Mouse eating a pie with two orange eyes peering out of it.
Gruffalo grumble,
the Gruffalo said. Quick as the wind, he turned and fled.
A nut drops on the ground beside Mouse. Mouse picks it up, sniffs it, and carries it over to a rock. He taps the nutshell against the rock to crack it open. Then, discarding the shell, he nibbles contentedly on the nut within.
was quiet in the deep, dark wood. The mouse found a nut, and the nut was good.
Her babies look wide-eyed as Mother Squirrel finishes telling the story. She peers out of the nest before stepping outside and sniffing the air. The two babies scurry along the branch to the nut she left there. Mother Squirrel watches a tiny white flake drift down in front of her nose. She sidles along the branch to join her babies as snow starts to fall in the forest.